WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies today, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a Villisca man was arrested Tuesday evening on criminal mischief and burglary charges after authorities were called to investigate an assault in the 100 block of West 2nd Street in Villisca. 20-year-old Jesse Luft was taken into custody at around 5:20 p.m. He faces fourth-degree criminal mischief and first-degree burglary charges. Luft was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $25,000 bond. I'll have more news in just a moment. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
When you plant with a planter that doesn't have automatic shutoffs, you waste seed. When you waste seed, you lose money. When you lose money, you start digging for change. When you dig for change, you find yourself searching under the seats in your pickup where you find 27 cents. When you only have 27 cents, you have to settle for free coffee. And when you drink free coffee, it's usually cold, thick, and tastes like mud, so you feel like you're eating dirt. Don't eat dirt. Call Lindemann Tractor and ask about a new Kinze planter with automatic shutoffs.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. If you're throwing away money on overlap and rows, give us a call. With a new Kinze planter equipped with auto row shutoffs, you'll save money. Don't plant another year without them. Give Rick, Chris, Jay, or me a call. If you're interested in adding shutoffs to your current planter, ask for Ryan. At Lindemann Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic. True blue.
Firefighters from Walnut responded to a call about a semi-tractor trailer fire on Interstate 80 westbound Tuesday afternoon at the Walnut exit. Dispatch reports around 2:45 p.m. indicated that flames were coming from the engine compartment. The trailer was said to have been carrying a highly flammable fuel. The truck driver managed to get most of the fire out with his onboard extinguisher before firefighters arrived. They weren't on the scene for very long and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire was under investigation. Authorities investigating the deaths of a Nebraska woman and her 10-year-old son say they're not looking for an outside killer or an at-large suspect. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson said investigators do not suspect any outside foul play in the deaths of 41-year-old Charlotte Schilling and her son Owen Schilling of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Their bodies were discovered Sunday evening in a wooded area of Lake Manawa State Park near Council Bluffs, about 20 miles northeast of Plattsmouth, but they were not identified until Tuesday. The pair had been missing since May the 10th when Schilling checked Owen out of his elementary school. Police found Schilling's vehicle the next day at the park. Dawson said he expects police to release how they died later this week. Public hearings will be held this morning in both Cass and Adair counties with regard to budget amendments for fiscal year 2012. Here in Atlantic, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their hearing beginning at about 9:05. In Greenfield, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their public hearing on the budget amendment beginning at 9:30. Both hearings will be followed by approval or adoption of the budgets as amended. The Adair County Board will also act on approving a Veterans Administration hiring in the VA office location. The Cass County Supervisors will act on approving two applications for multifamily rental unit productions, which is part of the 2008 disaster recovery funding. The program is being administered by SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council. Both meetings begin at 9 a.m. The Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman is reminding residents of the county that the Cass County Courthouse will be closed next Monday, May the 28th, in observance of Memorial Day. The Auditor's Office will, however, be open this Saturday, May the 26th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. to conduct election business, and that would include absentee voting and registration. If you're not yet registered to vote, May the 26th is the last day to pre-register and still be eligible to vote in the June 5th primary election. If you've moved since last registering and or have changed your name since you last registered to vote, you should re-register. The Auditor's Office will also be open on Saturday, June 2nd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for election business, which again would include absentee voting. Sunderman says that same-day registration and voting is permitted after the voter presents proof of identity and residency. If you have any questions, you can call the Cass County Auditor's Office during their business hours at 712-243-4570 or email auditor@cascoiowa.us. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday a DeSoto man had been arrested Monday. 44-year-old Michael T. Jessen was charged with harassment in the first degree and public intoxication. Jessen was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported also that an Atlantic man was injured during a motorcycle accident west of Atlantic. That occurred around 4:15 p.m. on Monday on Highland Road just east of Galveston Road. Officials say a 2000 Harley Davidson driven by 32-year-old Todd Anthony Killian of Atlantic was westbound on Highland Road when Killian lost control and the bike traveled off the roadway, sliding almost 70 feet. Killian was taken to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance for evaluation of minor cuts and bruises. Damage to the bike was estimated at $1,500. And officials with Live Healthy Iowa say the Live Healthy Iowa Dream Team ended its 100-day wellness challenge on May the 1st with 192 pounds lost and 761 hours of physical activity recorded. The Dream Team is comprised of 10 Iowans and a team captain who served as role models of health and wellness during the course of the challenge. The Dream Team celebrated their accomplishments at a final Dream Team Day on May the 5th in Ames with Live Healthy Iowa staff members. The day consisted of health screenings, measurements, team bonding, awards, and luncheon. Nicole Crane of Nevada was awarded Outstanding Weight Loss Achievement for leading the team in weight loss with 41 pounds lost. Sandy Booker of Greenfield was awarded Outstanding Physical Activity Achievement for leading the team in the activity division with 136 hours of physical activity. And in Southwest Iowa, members of the Dream Team included Natalie Karras of Oakland and Sandy Booker of Greenfield. News time is 7:12.
When you plant with a planter that doesn't have automatic shutoffs, you waste seed. When you waste seed, you lose money. When you lose money, you start digging for change. When you dig for change, you find yourself searching under the seats in your pickup where you find 27 cents. When you only have 27 cents, you have to settle for free coffee. And when you drink free coffee, it's usually cold, thick, and tastes like mud, so you feel like you're eating dirt. Don't eat dirt. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a new Kinze planter with automatic shutoffs.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're throwing away money on overlap and rows, give us a call. With the new Kinze planter equipped with auto row shutoffs, you'll save money. Don't plant another year without them. Give Rick, Chris, Jay, or me a call. If you're interested in adding shutoffs to your current planter, ask for Ryan. At Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
In our funeral announcements, Vera Anderson, age 93, of Audubon and formerly of Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Vera Anderson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Neoma Ridland, age 93, of Avoca and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday. Services for Neoma Ridland will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jane Held, age 80, of Fontenelle, died Monday. Funeral services for Jane Held will take place on Thursday at 1:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Randy D. Young, age 48, of Omaha, died Sunday in Omaha. Celebration of life services for Randy Young will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Eastern Hills Baptist Church in Council Bluffs. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Jerrine Jerry Weiss, age 79, of Manila, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Memorial services for Jerry Weiss will be held Friday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. George David Jensen, age 67, of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, died December 10th. Graveside services for George Jensen will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Vivian Elnor Reichart Haley, age 72, of Corning, died April 12th. Graveside services for Vivian Haley will be held Friday at 2:30 at the Victoria Township Cemetery, south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. June Clemens, age 90, of Brainerd, Minnesota, and formerly of Atlantic, died April 12th. Memorial services for June Clemens will be Saturday from 10 until 11:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Larson, age 87, of Greenfield, died Monday. A funeral mass for Mary Larson will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. H. Claire Gill, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died April 14th. Graveside services for Claire Gill will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Hazel Cushman, age 95, a former Grand River area teacher, died January 7th in Illinois. A service will be held in memory of Hazel Cushman on June the 2nd at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Richard Norval Dick Cooper, age 66, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Dick Cooper are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And James Houston, age 58, of Atlantic, died Monday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Services for James Houston are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.